Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Today is our 100th Daily Devotion. I thought I'd just begin by sharing some statistics with you. I looked things up this morning and we have had 29,900 views or listens between YouTube and the podcasting, including Apple Podcast and Overcast and Spotify and all the other services. So almost 30,000 views or listens, and it adds up, looking at the statistics, to 198,000 minutes viewed or listened to. And so very encouraged by that, and I thank you for taking the time to watch these devotions with me. Our focus today is John chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. I want to begin with just a word of praise. The Bible says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." So what is something for which we can praise God today? I want us today to praise God for His favor. God favors us. He favors us over all other creatures, whether they be earthly creatures or even heavenly creatures such as angels. God favors man and woman made in the image of God. And He favors us not only over all other creatures, but over the rest of creation. God favors us. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, "For His anger lasts only for a moment, but His favor a lifetime." Proverbs 8:35 says, "For the one who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." We praise you, Lord, today for your favor. Now, let's focus in John chapter 10. About 2.5 months have passed between the end of verse 21 and the beginning of verse 22, where we'll pick up today. We know that because verse 22 begins with a time reference. Listen to that verse. "Then the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem, and it was winter." So what is the Feast of Dedication? Well, this is the Jewish celebration of Hanukkah. It wasn't an official Old Testament festival because it commemorates an event that happened after the Old Testament was completed. This event happened after the Old Testament, yet before the New Testament, and so it's just not included in our Bibles. It's an event that happened, well, it really began in 170 BC. So 170 years thereabout before Christ was born, the Syrian leader Antiochus Epiphanes conquered Jerusalem. He then desecrated the temple by sacrificing a pig on the altar. So then a priest by the name of Mattathias, who was a Hasmonean, led a revolt against these new occupiers, and he regained control of the temple. That's called the Maccabean Revolt. And so in 164 BC, the Jews had completely liberated the temple and they rededicated it. Now, there is a tradition that during its rededication, there was oil that lasted longer than they expected. It miraculously, according to tradition, lasted longer than they expected. And so they celebrate that now. Jews have celebrated that ever since then, every year in the month of December, and they call that celebration Hanukkah. So it was during Hanukkah that the verses we read today, these things took place. Verse 23, "Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's colonnade." Now, the Solomon's colonnade was on the east side of the temple. It was called Solomon's colonnade because it was believed that it really rested on the spot where Solomon had built his original temple. And so they called it Solomon's Colonnade. It's interesting, this location pops up a couple of times in the book of Acts. This was a place where Christians commonly gathered after the resurrection of Jesus. And so it's a very special place. Verse 24, the Jews surrounded him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Well, Jesus had been telling them plainly for a long time. Some people will just never believe. Likely, these people were asking this so that they would have an excuse to justify attacking and arresting Jesus. So what does he say? Verse 25, "I did tell you, and you didn't believe," Jesus answered them. "The works that I do in my Father's name testify about me." He said, "Listen to my words and look at my works. Obviously, I claim to be, I am the Messiah." Verse 26, "But you don't believe because you are not my sheep." Now, it's important to understand that salvation looks different depending on the perspective from which we view it. From a human perspective, we become his sheep by believing in him. From a divine perspective, we believe in him because we are his sheep. And that's a mystery in the Bible that we'll never fully understand this side of eternity, or perhaps even in eternity, but we embrace it because it's the truth taught in God's word. Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." And we've spoken about that in our study earlier in John chapter 9, John chapter 10. Verse 28, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." So eternal life lasts forever simply by definition. That's what Jesus says. "I give them eternal life and they will never perish." Obviously, if it's eternal, there can be no perishing. Eternal life, our eternal security, is fixed. Now, he adds to this by saying, "No one will snatch them out of my hand." There's no enemy who can overcome the gift and the protection that I give to my children. Now, he's going to say something similar in verse 29. Let's note that. "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." So he says in 28, no one can snatch them from my hand. 29, no one can snatch them from my Father's hand. It's a double confirmation of our eternal security. Once we're children of God, once we've been adopted into his family, nothing can remove us from that. Not any person, not any enemy, not even ourselves. No one can remove us from God's hand. And then verse 30, he ends by saying, "I and the Father are one." So we believe in a triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's how he is presented. That's how he presents himself in Scripture. And the Father and the Son and the Spirit, they are separate, but they are one in essence. And that's what Jesus is referring to here when he says, "I and the Father are one." It's a clear affirmation of Jesus's divinity. Now, what does this teach us? Well, it teaches us much, but here's the encouragement I see today. We should rest in our eternal security. Sure, we should work out our salvation. We should work to enjoy the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit and the fullness of the peace of God in our lives, but we should rest with full assurance that no one will snatch us out of God's hand. What an encouragement. Let me give you a quick Thanksgiving prompt as we close out our devotion time today. Today, take a moment and thank God for the material possessions, the blessings, the material blessings that he's given. Life is much more than the things we have, but the things we have are gifts from the Lord, and we should thank him for those things. And I encourage you to do that. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons on your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.